Nah, you can't threaten me with sending dick pics and then not send the dick pics.
You said I wasn't sending them.
You're sending me dick pics?
Guess you have to find out.
Okay, I have our DMs open. We gotta do sound checks.
Hello, 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 hello.
Fuck, you're loud. I'm gonna turn you down just a little bit. Alright, someone else go.
Hello, 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 hello.
You guys are so fucking creative.
Yeah, you're welcome. I mean, I could have said Nikita's like the worst human being on the face of the earth.
No, but I felt like being nice today. We live in a why. We live in a world where I'm not even close to being like the number one villain, and I want to be.
Just do better next time.
Fuck you.
You're doing some heinous shit.
There's plenty of stuff out there to do to fulfill your dreams.
Honestly, I would do some more heinous shit than what I normally do if I knew I could get away with it. Sadly, I can't run away anymore, and I don't think I could outrun the cops if they got into a high-speed chase, so I'm stuck doing the thing.
Just plan better.
Yeah, true.
Get good. Sounds like a skill issue.
Facts.
It's a skill issue. It's a socioeconomic issue. There's a lot of things going on here. What bonus segment are we doing today? It's got to be this or that, or 20 questions.
This or that.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
All right, so Brick 3PO is ready. Bong Bong, you got your soundboard ready for today? Fuck, no one expecting George Lopez. Welcome in, everyone, and may the force be with you. It's your boy Nikita back here with my excellent co-host Winchy Bonk Bonk and Exotic for an exciting episode today about the, well, I guess just straight up the galaxy's biggest evil mastermind, Palpatine, Chief Palpatine. I have quite a bit to talk about today, but before that, boys, how you doing?
Doing pretty good.
You're doing good.
I'm here, at least.
I'm here, he says. I'm so glad that we're an amazing source of entertainment for you, Exotic.
I mean, honestly, him being here is an accomplishment.
Yeah, you know what? You gotta take the good with the Exotic. You see what I did there? Cause bad.
I don't know about that one.
Yes! Round of applause. Dude, I love the soundboard stuff we've been getting to do. Especially our one of our most significant components of this group, Brick3PO, our fact checker. He's been experimenting with some cool fancy robot sounds. How you doing, Brick3PO?
Roger, roger.
All right, well, anyways, without further ado, let's go ahead and jump into today's topic, which, as I mentioned before, is Palpatine. I honestly don't like the
I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine. I was confused. I was like, am I slow? Like, what's going on here? The dial-up tone brings back PTSD. But fuck, I lost my train of thought. God damn it, Bonk Bonk. This show is already unscripted. Once I have a good flow, you can't stop me. Shit, that shit goes out the window so fast. Palpatine. Cool dude. Oh, okay. I remember what I was saying. No, I genuinely like, I don't like Palpatine the person, but I love his character and the fact that, I mean, like, he is this evil fucking mastermind that is the culmination of 1,000 years of the rule of two and topples, you know, like, the long-standing government, the governing body of the entire galaxy at the time. So I definitely have respect for my emperor, I guess, but I have been waiting for this episode because I want to bring this grandstanding theory that I've always had about Palpatine, and that is that he is the world's most powerful and evil closeted gay man. Now, I say gay not so much as like homosexual, but it's just not straight. I think it was bonus episode. It was a bonus episode with Taco Cat that like Bonk Bonk mentioned like that he's probably like somewhere on the A spectrum, which I do tend to agree with. It's either that or just like, it's gotta be that or just straight up homosexual, but it's one of those two in my opinion. And there's a lot of, well, I don't want to say a lot of evidence, but there's enough to convince me at least. So like the biggest thing I think is that like Palpatine was born into money, like born into Naboo royalty. So like he's always had like I don't necessarily know if luxurious, but definitely like a pampered life. And so, like, that being said, the fact that he is basically like, I don't know, he's basically a Star Wars space Republican, and like he lives this pampered life. And I think that no rich, affluent person trying to come into power and run two sides of a war could be straight. And I just feel like the power that he's not using towards the horniness is basically all like funneled into his brain, and that's why he's so fucking smart, because he's not tempted by the power of pussy. So there's literally nothing holding this man back from just being absolutely and horrendously evil. That's my first point, and I think that that's a pretty solid point. But then I want to follow that up with the fact that this man was quite literally lusting over the body of like a, I don't know, like a 19-year-old blonde warrior, essentially. And just like, you can say he wanted Anakin because of who Anakin was as a person, but I don't believe that, because like, one, he met Anakin as a kid. He found out that he was the result of his master being sinful in the Force, creating abominations in the Force. And in reality, like, I don't know if it was ever confirmed, but like, I'm almost positive like Palpatine just wanted Anakin's body to try to possess him, basically. Like, you could go with the theory, even if you didn't go with that, you could go with the theory that he wanted Anakin to take over the mantle of the Sith, because since a creation in the, like, pure of the Force is probably like the best thing to use to take over the galaxy, it still comes down to the fact that he just wanted this ripped stud of a dude's body for his own purposes. And I feel like that made him lustful over the fact of the matter and Anakin's body, and lusting over a man, as we all know, is gay. Any other points? Am I crazy? I feel like this is a solid theory.
It's definitely a theory that you've brought to the table.
Yes, I have, and neither of you, none of you, have refuted it.
Uh-oh.
I have. I don't have enough evidence to the contrary, but I also don't necessarily believe all of your evidence points to the affirmative.
Okay, what about him is wrong?
I didn't say it was wrong. I mean,
you said, okay, well, you say you're against some of the points.
Not equal causation. Just because.
I never said it did.
No, you kind of did just now. That whole, how? Like 20-minute monologue you just did.
That wasn't even 20 minutes. It was like 3. So thank you.
Felt like 20.
Well, it felt like 20 because it's not Mandalorians and you're not interested. So I don't care. Gay man. Gay man. There were plenty of rumors that he had concubines, that he was fucking Mara. They thought he was fucking Isan Izard. Like, they thought he was fucking a whole bunch of people. But no Palpatine babies ever showed up. You never hear him talking about love, romance, or anything.
Isn't Rey his grandchild or some shit?
Yes, but she is like the product of a clone of Palpatine.
So the clone fucks somebody.
Yes.
Yes.
And the clone had no Force abilities.
Yeah, so it's not really Palpatine.
So is she really his granddaughter either? No.
No, she's a Skywalker, duh.
Adopted.
So with what...
Hello there.
Makes you think that he was lusting over Anakin.
He was lusting over Anakin's body. It was everything he wanted.
Was he lust? I don't know if lust is the correct term to use.
No.
Was
it lust or envy that he wanted it?
It wasn't envy. It wasn't envy, because envy is wanting something that... I guess it's wanting something greed. You don't... greed, yes.
Lust is wanting something sexually.
Yeah.
Greed is wanting something for power, money, or whatever.
Okay, greed then. Exactly. But I say,
what he wanted.
I say lust because... I need him to be gay. yeah, you're right. It's greed. I misspoke there. It's definitely not lust. I don't think Palpatine wants anything sexual when it comes to Anakin. He wants that body, though.
Wanted, past tense.
Yeah, he did.
Became part robot.
Because, like, imagine being promised, like, a fucking Lamborghini, and you're super excited because you're like, oh, shit, I'm going to get this nice-ass car that's going to go vroom, vroom. I'm going to show off to all the homies. And then you pull up, and what's waiting on you is, like, I don't know, like a 94 Ford Escort that's in fucking shitbox condition. That's basically what happened to Palpatine. He was expecting Anakin Skywalker, pulled up to Mustafar, and was like, oh, he's a pocket pussy.
What he never did, use the pocket pussy.
You don't know that. You don't know what the fuck he did when Anakin was unconscious before he became Vader. You don't know that.
I feel like they would have talked about that, though.
I feel like they wouldn't have talked about that.
I think that's one thing that they would stray away from.
As much as Palpatine was all for censorship of everything, yeah, there's no way that was getting leaked out of the bag. I don't know. I really do think he wasn't straight. Not that it matters in any way, shape, or form to his character, but like, I definitely think there's strong hints to suggest that like, he's probably asexual. He doesn't give a fuck about sex in any means. He wants power. He gets his nut from power. It's not about sexual attraction or anything. Actually, if you told me that Palpatine was sexually attracted to power, I'd believe you. I fuck with that.
I probably agree.
Yeah.
He's like power sexual.
All of his little fantasies and like things that he enjoys involve showing other people how powerful he is.
I mean, he's basically
just a dom.
Yes. No, I agree with that. But I mean, like, basically one of my favorite Palpatine scenes between both timelines is actually a canon moment when Palpatine just straight up dicks Maul and Savage. Are you kidding me? And he absolutely didn't have to. Like, because Palpatine, so what we find out about Palpatine is, like, Palpatine finds lightsaber combat and stuff beneath him. Like, he's trained in it, he's versed in it, he's fucking good at it, as we see, but, like, he fucking hates it. So he designs his lightsaber. I actually have it with me. Yeah. He designs his lightsaber with, like, the most precious metals in mind to, like, shit on, like, the Jedi, like, view of the lightsaber being, like, an extension of themselves, a dedication to their humility and everything. And he's just like, nah, fuck that, bling bling my shit, like, I don't give a fuck what y'all say, I'm gonna make this shit like I think he uses the three most expensive metals in the galaxy at the time. I forget what the name of the metals are. I know one is like, hey, Brick the Reveal, can we get a fact checked on the materials used for Palpatine's lightsaber? I think one was a rhodium or electrum or something. Erodium? Like that.
I know one of them was like electrum something.
A rhodium. There you go. And electrum. See, I was right. And frick alloy. Yeah.
Yeah, frick alloy. My favorite metal.
I'm just saying, it sounds like he wrote them.
Hey, I'll take anything that gives me points up on my gay Palpatine theory.
I mean, the actor they had play him in the movies did give off very strong gay vibes.
I thought he was. Or am I thinking of like the other old men from sci-fi? A lot of old men sci-fi actors are gay. Oh my. Like they just it's a thing. Or I don't know what it is, but it's a thing. But yeah, no, Palpatine's well written in both timelines, in my opinion. I really like the way that they've always done his character. Now, I do think that like they could have given Clone Wars Palpatine more context between the end of Return of the Jedi and Episode 9. Like, I wish they would have like teed up something before just dropping somehow Palpatine return, and then we have to deal with the Palpatine plot. But I'm not upset that he came back. I'm upset with the setup for his comeback, which is why I really appreciate what, you know, small spoilers, what Bad Batch Season 3 is doing, which, by the way, guys, coming soon is our first multi-parter of the season. We're going to be doing a little Bad Batch 3-part series, and that's kind of why we've teed up to talking about this. You know, first we started off with Darth Bane, and then we moved on to Karen Travis's Clone Wars novels, which are basically the Legends equivalent of Bad Batch, and now we're talking about Palpatine, all for the setup for, of course, the Bad Batch. But Palpatine, again, big fucking galaxy fucking brain. Winchy, what's your favorite Palpatine moment?
Yeah, I don't even like the dude.
You don't have to like him to have a good moment.
It probably is the fight versus Maul and Savage, because he just like...
It's Savage!
Yeah, it's definitely not Savage.
Savage. He goes off. Like, the move where he like spins his lightsabers around and like stabs Savage with both of them backwards, just a smirk at Maul, like, fuck yeah, I did that. That was a pretty tight
fight. It was also the first on-screen of him actually using both of his lightsabers and not just one.
Yeah, that's true.
Because my favorite scene was the when Mace and the other Jedi Masters got fucked up by him in 0.3 seconds.
I love the spinny Palpatine whirl in that movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that scream's pretty iconic.
Bro, in the novelization, that scene is so fucking dank. One, Matt Stover does the best at like dude bro action scenes in Star Wars, but like the way they described it, that fucking force scream he does disorients the fuck out of them. Like, I didn't realize how disorienting it was, but they were like, they didn't know what the fuck was going on.
The unedited or like the choreograph for it looks even better than the screenplay as well.
Like behind the scenes stuff?
Yeah, like, you know, they had the behind the scenes choreograph for Anakin versus Dooku. There's one for Palps versus the Jedi Masters as well. And
oh shit, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Fisto lasts a little longer in that one too.
Well, Fisto is the goat, so.
The movies made Fisto look like a soft ass, but Fisto in the series, that's that good shit.
The Fisto reason from... the choreograph didn't make it into the screenplay is because the stunt double for Palps was like sick or injured that day, and so they had to improvise the scenes for Ian to be able to do, and so that's why the fight changed at all, because he was too slow to do all the shit that the stunt double was gonna do.
Damn.
Yeah, you should go watch the choreograph for it.
I'm gonna have to. I just want to know how he did, like how he made it through, because like I could not. Do I get fucking stressed out like when I'm doing something and suddenly I have to pee and gotta stop what I'm doing to go pee? I can't imagine running two sides of a fucking galactic civil war. I
think that's why you'll never be number one villain.
I mean, I know for a fact that's why I'll never be number one like villain. Apathy kills the shit out of me, but I mean like you gotta be kind of impressed. Like I don't really like Palpatine at all, but like the character is still pretty fucking badass at the end of the day. He had a whole fucking super star destroyer buried in Coruscant. So like at the time of like episode 6, when the second Death Star is getting constructed, only two, in the Legends timeline at least, only two known superstar destroyers were in existence. The Executor, which went down at the Battle of Endor, and the other one is the Iron Fist, which was held by Zinge, who became a warlord after Palpatine's death. However, there was a third one called the Lusankia, which people thought was a prison in some far off remote outer rim planet where Isan Izard, the director of Imperial Intelligence at the time of Palpatine's death, would like take like Rebellion and New Republic spies, like fuck them up so mentally that she could recondition them to be her own spies and then activate them in the middle whenever she wanted to. But people thought that it was a planet. They didn't realize that it was a fucking super star destroyer built under the city of Coruscant that was ready to go at any given time. And so like I don't know how the fuck a man can bury a ship that is like 10 to 15 kilometers long under a city. They don't explain how he does it, but Wedge Antilles believes that he was able to force influence the surrounding area so that they just forgot that there was a superstar destroyer buried in a city of, or in a, well, a city planet of trillions. And I just think that that is a testament to a whole fucking superstar destroyer under a city. It's fucking amazing.
He just like built it under there?
I mean, even still, it was under a residential zone. That's still fucking hard. How do you build a tank? I mean, that even if that, well, was the case.
Okay, think about it. Like the height of the buildings, like the residential zone only goes so far down, right? Like you get like the lower levels are like miles below the.
Yeah, but how the fuck do you build it that far down?
You make a hole and then you build it. You
dig.
You can't touch the bottom of Coruscant. No one has ever touched the surface.
Not you can't tell me that there millennia. Isn't maybe some fucking massive like hangar thing down there that was built at some point either. Like
I can't imagine
just found a spot.
How the city, the whole planet is populated.
Okay, he's the emperor. The dude
power has nothing
like
to do with
records.
It. It's logistics.
He has access to all the records. You think he's couldn't just be like, yo, go look at this one spot that looks like there could be a fucking hole there. Like
I feel like if you put it down there,
I think
there had to have been a way to get it out at some point. If he
well, the way to get it out was they built a new type of repulsor, like set of hexagons like under the bottom of the actual superstar destroyer. The thing is, what makes it so hard is that a superstar destroyer of that size could not have been built on Coruscant. And there was something that they talked about, like it had to have come from either Kuat Drive Yards, Corellia, or Kaminor, I believe was the other planet. Like it only could have come because like those places are the only people that could actually make it. So it had to have been buried. It couldn't have been assembled in the city.
Couldn't it have been like assembled piece by piece though? Like they build the fucking pieces, ship them in, and then put them together down there. Like they had to be manufactured somewhere else, but I feel like they could have been assembled in the city.
I imagine that's pretty fucking hard to do. I don't think you guys have realized how big a fucking 15 kilometer ship is in a city where everyone's living. Like it makes New York look like you guys have fucking acres between residents. Well, we know people in New York are on top of each other.
Yeah,
try doing
like,
it in
scale,
like the New York of New York's.
Okay, I mean we have shipyards, we do the same shit now.
And another thing to mention is when they finally did release the Lusankia from Coruscant, when Izard was making her escape to Thyfera, I think there was something like 20 plus million people reported missing or dead from that, just from it lifting off.
I feel like it would be a lot easier to just like get the single parts shipped to Coruscant and then built it there, because it'd be a lot easier just to build it underneath people's noses than to fly it without people being like, hey, what the fuck that's going.
Well, let's find out. Brick3PO, do they have a is there anything on the origin of the superstar destroyer Lusankia, spelled Lusankya? Kind of curious. God damn, I love snow cones.
Where'd you get a snow cone from?
The snow cone stand. They fucking be busting this big ass thing. $5. Fucking love it here in Texas.
does say it was buried after it was built.
Let's see. Built by Kuat Drive Yards, called it, as a sister ship to the Executor, which was built at Fondor. Fondor, that was the other one. Following its construction, the ship was buried beneath the surface of Coruscant as an emergency evacuation craft for the Ipru, where it served as Izan Izar's private prison after his gifting it to her as a loyal supporter, and later as her command ship during the Bacta War. Yep, so it had to have been buried. So the fact that he was able to bury that shit, fucking impressive. This dude's got a track record that's so fucking hard to beat. Like, no matter what you do as a fucking Sith Lord after Palpatine, you just don't compare. Shit, even before, it's really hard to compare to fucking Palpatine.
I don't know, I think there's plenty of Sith Lords that have wider feats than Palpatine.
Okay, go. What? Name one. I refute it.
I mean, I feel like Bane has more feats than him.
Nope. Bane did not topple a fucking entire galactic government by fighting two sides of a war by himself.
I mean, he kind of, sort of, almost did with the Rusan bomb, right?
I mean, he was just getting the Sith to take care of themselves.
Yeah, but he got rid of all the Sith and the whole, like, Jedi army that was there.
Okay, so Palpatine got rid of most of Dathomir and all the Jedi. About the same on that feat there, honestly.
What about Revan?
As a Sith Lord?
Mm-hmm.
Palpatine still does it because Revan ended up failing. I mean, Palpatine died too, but, like, Revan came back and still got fucking shook. Was doing mad damage, but still lost in the end. It's hard to compete with Palpatine, man. No matter what lens you look at it from. Like, the man just did a fucking lot. And kept getting his plans thwarted, still coming back on top to catch the W in the end.
So, like, was Palpatine...
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Because I want to change the topic. You keep going.
I forgot what I was saying, honestly, so you might as well go ahead.
So, was, like, Palpatine always evil, or did something set him down this path, or...
He was born evil. Straight up. Was born and wanted to kill his father. Like, 3 years
straight
old.
Straight out the womb?
Yeah, like, straight out the womb, he was fucking evil. He wanted hands from the get-go. Had no reason to be that way, either. Nothing set him off, nothing spurred him. Like, out the gate, he was like, I want to do wrong. You gotta respect the hustle, honestly.
I don't know, I mean, royal dipshits tend to turn out like that.
That's true, but I don't think royal he's basically fucking Joffrey, except he didn't die. He's just a better Joffrey.
He just survived all the poisoning attempts.
Shit, no one ever tried to attempt him. He was so good at being Two-Faced.
If you look at the fucking, he had so many assassination attempts.
Are you talking about as emperor or before?
Oh, as emperor.
Oh yeah, as emperor. I know. I was talking about, like, when he was growing up.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, no, as emperor, yeah, fucking hell yeah. And then, like, got away with so much because of propaganda and, like, the Imperial War Horse machine. Just being able to fucking blow up Alderaan and be like, they had weapons. They were bad people. Planet boom. Like, it worked. It worked. What the fuck?
Maybe because immediately after that, he dissolved the Galactic Senate.
I know.
Because he was like, we don't need you anymore. We got the big boomstick. And then the big boomstick broke. And then he was like, how the fuck are we supposed to control all these people now?
Bigger boomstick.
Well, I mean, the only reason he got so much power is all because of Jar Jar. So.
Yeah, but I mean, what better, like, poetic way than to get it from someone from your own home fucking planet? You know? I just want to know. Why Sheev? Why did they name him Sheev? What kind of fucking name is Sheev? He's, like, I feel like Palpatine deserves a better first name.
I mean, maybe that's why he turned out so evil. Because he just wanted to get revenge to his parents for naming him that.
Fuck you, name me Sheev for. Yo, you want to know what also I want to know? Like, Palpatine comes into power, right, during this war. Because they do the vote of no confidence on Valorum. Where the fuck did he go? Because you didn't hear shit else about him. Motherfucker dropped off. Did they kill him? He dropped off the face of the fucking planet. He was like, all right, y'all vote me out. I'm out. Peace, bitches. The most fucking, like, political, I don't even know how to word it. Like, the most peaceful and non-violent transition of power. He was just out of there. He was like, all right, fuck it. I lost. Bye. Man, you guys are real talkative today, huh?
I'm reading what happened to Valorum.
This is out of my realm of expertise.
That's okay, buddy.
Which is very small.
Like your penis.
Oh, basically he did nothing. They, like, dug him up again when they found Sifo-Dyas's lightsaber.
I remember
he
that.
He was, like, questioned about what happened. But other than that, yeah, nothing.
Yeah.
Probably just die of old age or some shit.
He really got the fuck out of there.
Good for him.
So how do y'all think, like, they're gonna explain how Palpatine somehow returned? Oh, wait, hold on. Let's see, the first name of Sheev comes from George Lucas himself. It was intended to be used in the Underworld TV series and established Sheev as Palpatine's first name. However, we all know that the show never came to be, and Legends left the first name he abandoned a mystery, per the novel Darth Plagueis, as Palpatine refused to recognize his given name as being connected to himself instead of the adopted the mononym of Palpatine. Okay, bet.
Also, like, Palpatine was his first and last name when he said, yep, fuck Sheev.
Yep. Mans did some weird stuff, though, in Legends. Like, he wanted to touch pregnant Leia because of the baby. It's like I think he saw into, like, that the baby was going to be named Anakin and wanted to freak the fuck out of Leia. So he touched pregnant Leia. But that's something that they never let Anakin forget. Like, Anakin goes through it. He's like, maybe I'm like this because I got touched by an old man in my mom's womb. Like, actually, poor Anakin.
Do you mean Anakin's mom or do you mean Leia?
No, Anakin's mom is Leia.
In Legends, Legends, Han and Leia had a son named Anakin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Anakin Solo.
I was confused there for a second.
That's okay. He was gifted the same way his grandfather was. The same way Anakin was really good with electronics, so was Anakin Solo. Who was the only one that could respond to the system that was set up on the in the Corellian system for, Tralis and Talis, Salonia and Corellia. Those are the planets in the system. And he's the only one who, like, the system to sync up those planetary devices, like planetary repulsor lifts and center point station, he was the only one who could control it. It was pretty cool.
Mm. Another thing,
the Eye of Palpatine. Fucking, that shit was insane because he had another super weapon just fucking floating around the galaxy. Just fucking being chilling. Speaking of being, Callista was fucking in the fucking Eye of Palpatine and Luke finds it and fucks a computer. And I'm kind of missing some key points there, some lead up, but the moral of the story is Luke fucked a computer. And that's all I really care about.
Palpatine got clapped by one lady who became a computer.
Is it just like a USB insert port thing?
No, he fucked the spirit of the computer.
Callista was a Jedi, just leaves me with and more she questions. Merged with the AI that was in charge of the Eye of Palpatine was like a super advanced, semi like force sensitive looking motherfucker, and she had a connection with machines, like that was one of her things, like one of her specialties in the force or whatever, and she was able to merge with the AI and control of the Eye of Palpatine and turn it against the Empire and shut it down, and then Luke found it later, and then he went into a force trance and then fucked the machine.
He fell in love with her too. It wasn't just a hit it and quit it type thing. And then eventually all of his exes came back to haunt him in the end. Fucking Avalon. He made this man kill his exes 3 times. That's some evil shit. I wonder who, okay, in your opinion, who do you think is more evil when she, Avaloth or Palpatine?
Avaloth is chaos. She's like the embodiment of chaos. She's not the embodiment of evil. I'm pretty sure Palps was more evil than Avaloth. Avaloth just wanted like pure chaos going around. I'm gonna go with Palpatine.
I'm also on that same train of thought. I just want to see what you were gonna say.
Nah, see, because like Palpatine would have brought found Luke's ex, brought her to Luke, forced Luke to either kill her or watch, and then like made Luke his apprentice, and then do it over again, like in like a little force induced coma or something, and he would just keep doing it. Every time he did something wrong, he'd be like, oh, back to the fucking girlfriend killer 9000. Fucking Avaloth is just like, yeah, I ate that bitch. She looked kind of cute, right?
Everything that Palpatine does every step of the way is fucking evil. Like, think about this. Like, he made a planet of scientists, make him a clone army, like, that he was going to use from both sides, then fucking stole their research and technology, leveled the fucking planet, and pieced the fuck out. And then used their technology to not only make another set of clones, though I feel like in both timelines, the second sets were still not as good as the ones that the Kaminoans made, but then use that equipment further to like make clones of Luke, clones of Jorah Sabaoth, clones of himself, clones of other things. Like motherfucker was really just out here steaming, plotting, and scheming at all turns.
See, his thing was he loved himself so much. That's why he was so invested in the cloning, because he was like, who could be better than me? You know, he's like, oh, I want a new body. He's not like, oh, I'm gonna put it in somebody else. I mean, he wanted to put it in Anakin. I don't
Phrasing.
Know.
Oh, yeah.
I
yeah,
said it like that did. On purpose. I said
you.
It on that.
I love you. I love you.
Yeah, instead he's just like, you know what? I'm gonna clone myself because ain't nobody better than me. He tried to, well, he did what Gideon was trying to do, but Gideon wasn't as cool as Palps, so.
I feel like no one is cool as Palps.
We'll see, because Gideon was like, I'm not powerful enough, so who could be better than me? Force using me. But Palps was like, I'm better than everyone, and I already got the Force, and I can't find anybody that's as good as me, so I'll just make another of me. Gideon wanted more power. Palps just didn't want to suck.
You know, and also, Palpatine knows that the use of the dark side ages you, like, super fast, and yet this motherfucker was pretty flamboyant with his use of the dark side. Like, for real. So, like, I want to know, like, what his thought process behind that was. Like, do you think he was so confident that, like, I could always Force essence transfer, I can always revitalize myself or something?
Yeah, because he always had like 20 different plans going to get himself a new body, whether it be a clone or whatnot. Like, he always had some plot going along that would, you know, keep him from being obliterated if he obliterated himself.
Do you think once the Clone Wars ended, his use of the dark side kind of, I don't want to say dwindled, but like he was using it less often?
Yeah, because he didn't need to. With the assassination attempts and when he was torturing Vader because he thought it was fun, and like the few times where like he would like influence certain events or whatever, sure, he used it, but for the most part he just kind of used the like well-oiled machine that he had built to run things for him, so he could just sit back in his chair and be like, haha, look what I did. Like, instead of solving problems himself, he'd be like, you who's standing like right next to him, he'd be like, you solved this problem for me so I can watch.
Exotic, what is your favorite Palpatine moment? You're not allowed to say the fucking fight scene with Maul and Savage though.
I didn't. I just said that was the scene with Mace Windu and the other Jedi Masters.
Oh, I didn't realize you said that was your favorite.
Yeah.
So I did send the behind the scenes of.
Should I watch it now or wait?
It's only a minute and a half.
All right, let's see. Okay. And they cut this out for why?
Because
you told me why, but.
Yeah, the stunt double was sick on the day of shooting.
These lightsaber choreographed fights are so fucking clean. I wish I could fight like this. I wonder if we can choreograph one.
You see in this that the Kit Fisto lasts a little longer.
I get told like 2 seconds longer.
Kit Fisto and Plo Koon, I feel like the Jedi Masters of the Council deserve their own series. Like, where you do like a Tales of the, kind of like Tales of the Jedi, but like it's just like each episode is about like one episode about the Masters. Like, you could do one about like Luminara, one about Kit Fisto, one about Plo Koon. I definitely want one about Ki-Adi-Mundi because that motherfucker had like 7 wives. But that was because like his race of people are like going extinct and the males have to like fucking have a bunch of concubine wives and stuff. But I feel like the Clone Wars gave them like some, but I want more, because I feel like for how good they were, Palpatine absolutely dusted them and we didn't really get as much as we like could. But what they did with Luminara was kind of fucked up. I don't know if it was Rebels when Ezra goes into that fucking, they have her fucking body there because her spirit is still like around. That's so fucked. But the machinations of Palpatine.
That's why Palpatine is more evil than Abeloth.
That is true. But is he more powerful? Because
Abeloth would have just ate that bitch.
But is he more powerful than Abeloth?
No.
You sure?
Yes. I mean, I would agree with that, and I don't know much about Abeloth.
Because wasn't Luke technically stronger than her? I mean, Luke beat her in a fight.
Okay. Luke was stronger than Palpatine, too.
Luke was stronger than Palpatine. I agree with that. I feel like Palpatine could have beaten Abeloth because he was smarter than her.
Again, Abeloth was all about chaos. She didn't. Yeah, Palpatine would have made, you know, a. Okay, Palpatine, but to be
master
fair.
Master of chaos. Master of controlling it, at least.
No, he was the master of playing all angles.
Yeah, but you can't say that means that to some degree he can't control chaos, because the fucking whole war was chaotic. Both sides.
Yeah, okay, but how many of Abeloth's plans failed and he had to like completely, or she had to completely change everything she was doing because of one like motherfucker? Whereas twice? Palpatine, like, at every corner, like every turn, Palpatine's plans failed and he had to like redo everything else, and it was literally just a battle of like when he was gonna fucking die and lose rather than if.
But Abeloth was winning battles and lost the war. Palpatine was losing battles and won the war.
Yeah, but he was both sides. He wasn't losing anything. He won every battle until Empire.
No, that's not, I don't mean like actual battles. I mean, like, there were plots that he was having that were getting foiled by Anakin and Obi-Wan, and those are L's, but like, he still won the war in the end. Like, he got what he wanted. Abeloth did not get what she wanted.
I mean, it took Abeloth like, what, less than 6 months to take over the Galactic Senate? It took Palpatine most of his life?
But she lost. He won. He played the long game and won.
He lost too.
I mean, his master plan, like, for that whole scheme, like, for the results of the Galactic Civil War, he won it.
Okay, and she that won was his the plan to take goal, over the Galactic Senate.
But his main goal was to come... That wasn't her main goal. His main goal was to come to power at the highest body.
His main goal was to stay in power forever.
His main goal was to stay in power forever after he got the thing. It was a secondary goal. It wasn't the main goal.
He lost.
He did lose.
The main goal... was not getting the thing. It was staying. Yeah, he would have tried again later. That was a secondary goal to lasting forever. That was just the means for him to last forever.
He still won.
Nah.
I mean, all he didn't do was live forever, but he fucking exterminated the Jedi, came to power in the highest governing body, dissolved that governing body, and then became a fucking full-blown emperor, made more super weapons, fucking enslaved half the galaxy again, made humans all fucking seem racist because he didn't like fucking aliens. He was a big xenophobe. It was like Abeloth, the 2020 election. He trumped Abeloth the galaxy.
Started off as a mortal. She was a maid. She was a house servant. Gains immortality. Becomes the aspect of chaos. Lives for thousands upon thousands of years. Did Palps do that? No.
No.
Escapes. What?
I said no, but he was...
That was his plan. He wanted his empire to last a thousand years.
She was locked up 90% of her fucking immortality time.
And two of the strongest beings in the galaxy had to re-up the seal on her prison every couple hundred years because she was so fucking bonkers strong.
I'm not saying...
Oh, and who fucked up that plan, you know, to have that keep going, by the way? Wasn't Palpatine. Character? It was Anakin.
Character? Your favorite character? Actually, Anakin's not your favorite character. Is he your favorite Jedi? Mandalorian. I realize that. Wait, who's your favorite Jedi?
I don't have one. I don't like Jedi.
Fuck you, stupid.
Probably Obi-Wan, though. I like Obi-Wan.
Yeah, he likes stick in the muds. That makes sense. That checks out.
Abeloth was built different. Palpatine was just the next in a long line of Sith.
True, but he still did damn good. I still think he holds mantle for number one Sith of all time.
I don't know. I still think there's other people that could top him.
Okay, then name them. I've been waiting.
I named two that are better than him.
Bane and Revan.
What about this shit?
I could give you some points of Bane being the fact that he started the rule of two, but Palpatine definitely did more than Bane, and Palpatine was definitely stronger than Bane. I think Bane had the potential to possibly outdo Palpatine in terms of strength, but we'll never know, so no. And then, again, Revan didn't really do much. He failed his galactic conquest, so you haven't named two characters that did more than Palpatine.
What about Vishit?
Okay, Vishit, I can say I would still put Vishit as, like, not as good as Palpatine. Well, okay, how do I word this? Actually, you know what? You make a good point. Vishit might have been better than Palpatine, because Vishit did what Palpatine wanted to do, but in two galaxies at the same time, and then absolutely took over the other one, and then used the other one to take over the first one. So, you know what? Yeah, I'll give it to you on that one. Vishit was probably stronger and did more than Palpatine. I'll concede on that one, but you didn't name two. Get shit on, exotic man. Wow, you guys are dead.
I don't know much about Palpatine.
Not you, Bonk Bonk.
I feel like we've gone over quite a bit about Palpatine.
I mean, yeah. I just expected you to say something else.
I mean, we already debunked your theory. Yeah, we already debunked my theory.
What debunked? What theory?
He was gay and lusting for Anakin.
Okay. Well, one, no, you didn't. And two, I said I used the wrong word. It wasn't lusting. It was greed. But no one ever debunked the fact that he was. What was your debunking of the fact that he was gay?
I mean,
I'm waiting. I'm still waiting.
So
you have to prove something exists. You can't prove it doesn't exist.
Wait, what?
The force of proof is on you, not us, to debunk it.
I gave my proof.
I think your proof is more of speculation.
I mean, it is speculation. It wasn't definitive, but no one could come up with facts to refute the points that I made. So my theory is still the one standing.
Yeah, but you know, there's like an argument in like court when people speculate too much and the judge just says, yeah, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, well, there's no judge here to tell me to shut the fuck up. Judge, say shut the fuck up if you exist. Oh wait, nothing? Oh, just doesn't exist. Yeah, fuckers, I win. Stupid. All right, anyone has any other last points to say? Because we can go ahead and wrap it up.
I do not.
Palpatine is on the spectrum. Well, he might be autistic, but he's on the LGBT spectrum.
I'm pretty sure he's asexual.
That's what I said.
Or he was just too busy, caught up in his plans, that he didn't have time for no other body.
Is narcissistic on the spectrum? LGBTQ plus?
I mean, you gotta love yourself, so he's hemsexual. Yeah, sure.
All he really cares about is cloning himself. I mean,
He loves two things, himself and power. I think he's ace. I think he's either ace or just straight up homosexual. But ace has more definitive notes because he wasn't ever sexually attracted to anything. He even says, like, in the Plagueis book, like he basically talks about how he never had that attraction for women. He could admire the womanly form, but I mean, I feel like that right there, him saying like I don't have any attraction to him, is him admitting that he's not sexually attracted to females, which is enough to say, oh hi, you're you're, you know, gay.
Yeah, because like,
you're,
I mean,
not heterosexual. Well, you're not heterosexual at that point.
Like, why? He totally could have like tried having kids just to see if they'd have enough force potential for him to take over their bodies. Like, why focus on the cloning so much? Like, it never occurred to him, like, oh, maybe a kid would be, you know, a useful pawn.
Yeah, and see, you would think that too, because like, especially since there were rumors that he had concubines. Like I said, people thought that him and Mara like had a thing because she was, all his hands were female. Like, Isan Izard was given the Superstar Destroyer because she snitched on her father and Palpatine killed him. And then he was like, okay, I trust you. Here's a fucking big ass ship. Like, people definitely thought he had lovers, but like, there's no confirmation that Palpatine ever fucking lay with another woman. And you make a good point when she, cause like, fuck yeah, that's what I would think. I mean, like, he greeted over Anakin, and then the second he found out Skywalker had a son, he started greeting over fucking Luke. So like, he never thought, well, hey, if I'm this fucking powerful in the Force, maybe I can fucking pass my midichlorian shit to, you know, another.
It, like,
another
never baby. Even occurred to him until Rey was born. Like, and it wasn't even his, like, daughter. It was his clone's daughter. His clone had the wherewithal to be like, maybe I should, you know, have a kid. And what do you know? It popped out OP. And Palpatine's just like, I want that kid, instead of like, what if I made one too?
So maybe he wasn't completely infallible. I mean, like, definitely a fallible man, but like, you know, very smart. Except for when it comes to fucking, very not smart.
I think he just had a small dick and he didn't want anybody to know.
Bro, but he knows Sith alchemy. Just make it bigger.
I mean, he was so fucking bad at cloning. I mean, he was like, nah. I bet with all the force usage, the dark side usage, it just shriveled right the fuck up. That was the first thing that shriveled up.
But he's so, you know what? You make a good point, but he was so good with the force. Like, it ain't take nothing to just like force pinch the clit, you know, just like rub it a little bit with the force.
But that doesn't alleviate the issue of his shriveled dick. Like,
hey, bro, it ain't about the size of the ship, but the motion of the ocean, okay? The force flows through everything, so that's a big fucking ocean.
Are we just the most horny Star Wars podcast?
We have viewers, we have an audience, and the majority of them are dudes, and that's all we got.
I don't know what that has to do with the horny comment, but like, I would say that, yeah, we're probably the horniest Star Wars podcast. So we're definitely the stupidest. We bring a certain je ne sais quoi to the Star Wars podcasting field, as flooded as it is.
Palpatine would not have cared about the motion of the ocean because he only cared about himself, and he only would have cared about himself finishing. He didn't give a shit. Even if he was, like, fucking around, he wouldn't give a shit how she felt.
That's,
you know,
true.
It would just be... And so, if his little dick was shriveled up, you know he didn't want to pull that bitch out.
But, like, if it's shriveled up, like, the goo not gonna shoot all the way in, it's gonna leak out. Or, you know, just, like, make, like, a little... I don't know. It would turn her into a fucking toaster strudel, not a Twinkie.
Maybe he did have concubines, and every single one of them laughed at his little shriveled dick. And so he just killed him, and he got tired of that shit.
Alright, now I have a new theory that not only is Palpatine gay, but he's got a shriveled dick now. Bro, what if he has one of those, like, duck corkscrew penises? I feel like that's pretty accurate.
I think we're reaching here.
Brick PPO. He's like, what the fuck? Brick 3PO is the least horny of us all. He posted the "What have you become, Obi-Wan?" gif. I am what you made me. All right, everyone. Well, that has been our Palpatine episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. We are going to be continuing with our next episode being about the Bad Batch. Like I said, we were just touching on Palpatine, touching on basically the Bad Batch equivalent of Legends with the Karen Travis novels and stuff, or at least that's how me and Winchy consider them. And then, you know, Darth Bane, just to kind of get the talks of, like, you know, the rule of two and stuff, you know, leading up to Palpatine. So the next three episodes, we'll be doing the Bad Batch in a three-parter, which it'll be the first multi-parter of the season. So I hope you guys are excited. But we'll be starting with the first two seasons for our first episode, just kind of like a recap, and then we'll go into season three and the ending with the next two parts. So stay tuned for that. Of course, you can always catch us every Tuesday wherever you get your podcast fix with our Force Facts segment. So be sure to follow us on all platforms, especially at Twitter, formerly known as X, at Force Unscripted. And then the Force Unscripted on basically wherever you get your podcasts. We're on a bunch of podcast indexes. So wherever you go, wherever you listen to podcasts, you can always find us, the Force Unscripted. And as I mentioned last episode, website coming soon. I still haven't touched Instagram and I don't know if I will. When she made a joke that I should make one, but you know, he just likes to make me feel bad about not doing more because he's gay, closeted. Also, he's like Palpatine, just not as smart. That has been the episode. Thank you guys so much for watching. Peace out, Girl Scouts, and we will catch you on the next one.
Later. Peace.
My dick.